Yeah, it was, it was one of the best summers I've ever had, and it was an unforgettable experience as well. My first World Championships had such a great success, and yeah, I was so pleased with my performance.
There are sort of four achievements there, two world records and the two medals. What are you most proud of from that World Championships?
I think really just my overall performance, and obviously the world record was, my goal this year. And yeah, once I accomplished it, I just felt relieved, and it was really good.
You missed out on gold in the 50 metres, having taken the world record in the semi-finals. That must have been quite frustrating, knowing that you were the fastest, but you didn't actually get the gold.
Yeah, it was frustrating because I knew I could have done better, and that thought just frustrates you really. And if I did everything I could have done and I still came second, I would have been fine, but I knew I could have gone better, could have gone faster. So I was a bit, frustrated and a bit sad, but I just moved on from it, and I guess I'll just learn from it.
Is it tough doing two events in one tournament, having to split your kind of focus between two different events like that?
No, I don't think it's tough. I think it's actually easy because, lots of swimmers do more than two events, and I think two events is perfect. It's less pressure, because if you got one event, you kind of feel a bit more pressured, so that you have to perform well in it. And maybe if you got, more events, you can sort of, back up with other events if you don't do so well. And
Yeah, you don't just have one chance. What do you feel is your strongest event? Which one do you think you're best at?
I think my 100 is probably the strongest. Obviously, I'm pretty good at 50, and so yeah, my 100 and my 50, my favorite ones.
Pretty good at the 50. Well, you've got the world record, so that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I know there are a lot of very successful young swimmers at the moment, but it must be quite challenging having to balance training with school work. I mean, how do you manage to do that? What's an average day for you?
Yeah, it's quite tough, because you need to commit to both of them, and giving 100% to swimming, and it takes, it's hard physically and mentally. And you do swimming session in the morning, and then you go to school and do another session or gym or swimming session in the afternoon, and just come back really tired at the end of the day, and it's just like over and over again. And yeah, it's quite tough, but with the help of school and obviously swimming, my club, it's pretty balanced.